Hi, I'm Kristen Hatcher. I'm here today with Andrew Powell and Brad Wardell, contributors to our Power User podcast. Today we want to talk about widgets and Yahoo buying the popular widget program Confabulator. Hi there, Andrew.
How are you doing?
And hi, Brad. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. So, Andrew Powell is the creator of the freeware widget program Capsules. Is that right, Andrew?
That's the one.
Okay, and Brad Wardell is the CEO, president of Stardock, who creates Desktop X, which is also a widget program, although it does more than that. Is that right, Brad?
That is correct.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about today was the impact of Yahoo buying Confabulator and giving away widgets for free on the internet. Now, of course, there are plenty of freeware programs out there for widgets, Capsules being one of the popular ones, Avedesk, there's probably a couple others that I'm forgetting about. And then there's other widget programs for the PC. There's Desktop X for the Macintosh. There's Dashboard. But what is the impact, do you think, of Yahoo buying Confabulator? Brad, do you want to start with that one?
Sure. Well, obviously, it gives an opportunity for widgets to become a lot more mainstream, such as they are. I'm not convinced, however, that as much as, you know, and I've been part of the hyping process, that widgets are really that much in demand. So, obviously, it's a good thing for the Confabulator developers. I mean, if they got millions of dollars out of it, then, you know, bless them. That's great.
Right.
On the other hand, Yahoo, I'm not sure what their goal is here, since if I want to get to Yahoo content, I'm inclined to go to Yahoo and not, you know, dig through my desktop looking at things cluttering up my desktop. I mean, like I said, I believe in widgets. We've been pushing them with Desktop X, but I'm not convinced that there's any sort of widget mania. The download statistics on Confabulator's widget gallery and our own downloads and the downloads on other sites don't indicate that there's any sort of mass movement towards widgets.
That's interesting. So it could be something big, but it may not be, you know, it may just be a small thing in the long run.
Well, we'll all know probably in a year from now. If widgets a year from now, if we come back and we look at this a year from now, when people think of widgets, they think of little gadgety on the desktop gizmos that display RSS content and other web stats, then we'll know that widgets have permanently been turned into little tiny, that, you know, they've been kind of marginalized.
Right.
On the other hand, they could take off. I could be talking to my mom next year and she might say, you know, I got this widget that tells me these great recipes to make new cakes. Not that she'll make me a cake, mind you, but, you know, that's between me and my team of therapists.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have another therapy session coming up or maybe just had one.
In fact, we got to kind of wrap this thing up here.
Right.
They're already at the door.
Somewhere to go, right. With the white jacket, I presume?
Well, they're comfortable. It gets cold. It's
right.
Cold. You know, when you get old, you start worrying about what time it is, and it's cold.
Right. It's like a big hug, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Andrew, what is the popularity of widgets, would you say? You're in that community.
I don't think they're necessarily as big as regular applications, but I think they're growing in popularity. I mean, with Apple adding it into OS X, what is the latest one? Tiger? That gives it a big boost. There's always kids out there that are looking to emulate that on the PC. You know, even if they can afford to, they still do it. I mean, I know people that are grown that, you know, are still, instead of just going out and buying one, they're turning their PC into one visually. And I think as long as that's there, as long as there's something that people can envy, there's always going to be, you know, a platform for it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a good point, Andrew. I mean, one of the things that widgets do have going for them is that they allow new programmers to kind of get their feet wet. Because typically, you learn when you first open up Win32 programming, it's 10 pages of code before you can even get something on the screen. But with widgets, with just a few lines, you can have something kind of nifty up on your desktop. And so that's one nice thing that widgets kind of do for developers, is that they open a door for, you know, young developers to kind of get their foot in the door, so to speak.
That is interesting, and possibly, I mean, could this be a benefit to Yahoo, that they can kind of attract some developers maybe and or, you know, use widgets as more of a marketing tool for them? I mean, it's two completely different directions that they could go with.
See, that's going to be that's going to be kind of interesting to watch. I mean, I don't. There's a lot of people speculating on what's going to happen right now, especially on, you know, the various customization forums. Oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. I think it's way too early to even, you know, try and comprehend what's going to happen to Confabulator, because, I mean, if you look at it right now, you got the downloads are still on the main website, mm-hmm. are still on confabulator.com. The forums right. are still there. Everything's still branded Confabulator.
Right.
And you got a very, very small website up on Yahoo that's pretty obscure. I mean, I went to the homepage of Yahoo, I couldn't even find it. So I think until Yahoo shifts over to this is Yahoo widgets, Confabulator is dead as you know it.
Right.
Then I think people are going to still, you know, continue to be Confabulator fanboys, and they're going to gravitate towards that community and not towards, you know, a Yahoo-centric type deal.
Of course, on the other hand, once it becomes rebranded as, say, Yahoo Widgets,
mm-hmm.
will young developers be that as inclined to go and spend their time making something for the greater glory of a, you know, $10 billion company?
Right, as opposed to a smaller community feeling.
What am I
like
kidding? $100 billion company.
Right, right. I'm looking at the Yahoo webpage right now. Their Alexa ranking is number one today. So, you know, yeah, it's a big company. And it doesn't, you know, it certainly, it could, but I doubt that they're going to generate the kind of community feeling that a program like Capsules or Desktop X has been generating. Or even,
or
you
Confabulator.
Know, or Confabulator has, you know, a really strong community behind it. So, and that's one of the draws, I think, for these smaller programs. They're not necessarily in the mainstream. You know, it's not maybe a household name, but there's a strong community behind it of people that support the programs.
And that's going to be another interesting thing to watch. Just sit back and see what happens. You know, the guys that run the show over there at Confabulator have notoriously been extremely strict on every aspect of all of their content. And now that that's out of their hands, it's, well, as far as what I've read would lead me to believe, you know, that's going to be kind of interesting to see where that heads, because programs have been bought by Yahoo before and been swallowed up by them, and they just kind of fade into obscurity.
Right. And that could possibly happen with widgets. It could
go
either
way. If they don't run it right, I can see that being a definite possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see, you know, we'll know probably within a year
right.
What's going to happen. If you know, if Yahoo widgets / Confabulary becomes just another one in a giant list of things that Yahoo has, and now I think that would be a real loss to all of us. I mean, as I was a registered Yahoo or a Confabulator user from the day it shipped, pretty
mm-hmm,
much, and
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a definite bummer if Yahoo ends up kind of making it fade away.
Right. So what might Yahoo's acquisition of Confabulator mean for the other widget programs, such as Desktop X or Capsules? Brad, you want to answer that one first?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think the jury is out on whether Stardock has not seen widgets take off like we had hoped they would for the
mm-hmm.
past couple years. And we kind of got sucked into the, for lack of a better word, the hyping of widgets that we've seen over the past couple years. And we started thinking, oh, well, maybe widgets are going to take off. And so our current strategy is to move people towards gadgets, and that's widgets or gadgets are the same as widgets, except they don't require the mother program to be installed. You don't have to have a Confabulator or a Desktop X or whatever installed. They're truly standalone programs that have the benefits of widgets. That is, they're easy to do. They're easy for people to make. They use relatively little memory, and they look really cool on the screen. And so our point of view is to try to get people over to making gadgets and using gadgets.
Okay, great. And Andrew, what do you see as the future for widgets from your perspective?
Well, I love every time Confabulator has a new release, because all the silent third parties come out of the woodwork and start saying, oh, well, there's all these other free guys. So my hits always go up. I love it. But,
that's great.
But on the whole, you know, I'm really not too sure. I've seen my website visits and my downloads go up consistently since I first released it. And I'm speaking of Capsules. And, you know, since the first release, it's gotten a lot better and it's continued to improve. And I've seen the same from Desktop X and Confabulator and a couple of the other guys out there as well. So, I mean, if they can keep the hype going, and I really think that's the biggest draw there. It's, you know, it's the mystery factor. So I think if they can keep that going, I think it'll really benefit everybody else a lot more than they might have intended, because people are never, especially Americans, and feel free to, you know, dispute that, but Americans are never just, you know, okay with settling. We always got to try something new, or, you know, find out what else is out there. And you know, a lot of people that have come to capsules have, you know, started using it because they just weren't content using one thing. So right. I think as long as there's some kind of a flowing, you know,
some ever-changing content.
Yeah, and a pool of applications that all do the same thing, I think we'll all continue to build each other up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I think, you know, as Confabulator's been more successful, so too have the other programs that in the same genre have taken off. And, you know, widgets are different from other pieces of software. They don't compete like a Word versus a WordPerfect, because I use, for example, some Capsules widgets on my desktop, and I use some Confabulator widgets on my desktop, and I use some DesktopX widgets on my desktop. You don't have to standardize or choose one or over the others. And so whenever a DesktopX or a Confabulator or a Capsules comes out with a new release, it helps spread the goodness in the case of Capsules or Confabulator widgets, and that helps everyone. And from StarX's point of view, the more people who start customizing or enhancing their desktop experience, the better. And so whether it's from a Yahoo or a Confabulator or any other third party, from our point of view, that's a good thing.
Well, terrific. So the future of widgets, kind of up in the air at the moment. Widgets, maybe we're moving to gadgets, something like that. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Thanks for joining me, Andrew and Brad.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. You've been listening to Power User Podcast. Visit us on the web at www.poweruser.tv.